His name, this rich young man's name, we will never know. Perhaps it was Jacob, or Joseph, or Saul, but we will never know his name. And despite his ethics and goodness, he chose not to follow Christ and went away sad because he was not able to free himself of his possessions. Perhaps he could have become a great disciple or a saint. But then again, maybe his name could be your name and my name. And maybe this young man represents each of us. For when we become preoccupied with possessions and riches and do not follow Christ, we too walk away sad. His name was Giovanni Battista Enrico Antonio Maria Martini. He was born and baptized in 1897, and in 1963, he became known as Pope Paul VI. Today, he was canonized, Saint Pope Paul VI. Inspired by the documents of the Second Vatican Council, which he helped to bring through to completion, and especially aware of discerning the sign of the times, that great phrase from the documents, Giovanni Martini, Pope Paul VI, wrote an encyclical. In particular, the encyclical Populorum Progressio, which he issued in March of 1967. This very important encyclical became the beacon for promoting a linkage between peace and justice, theologically, but also economically. Allow me to quote a few lines from Pope Paul's sixth encyclical. Quote, each of us is a member of society. Hence, each of us belongs to the human community. It is not just certain individuals, but all men and women are called to further the development of human society. As a whole, civilizations spring up, flourish and die as the waves of the sea gradually creep further and farther along the shoreline. So the human race ages its way forward through history. But Paul VI continued, we are the heirs of earlier generations and we reap benefits from the efforts of our contemporaries. We are under obligation to all humanity. Therefore, we cannot disregard the welfare of those who will come after us to increase the human family. The reality of human solidarity brings us not only benefits, but also obligations. And then another important phrase, neither individuals nor nations should regard the possession of more and more goods as the ultimate objective. Every kind of progress is a two-edged sword. It is necessary for persons to grow as a human being. Yet, it can also enslave one. If one becomes regarded as the supreme good, it cannot look beyond it. When this happens, human beings harden their hearts, shut out others from their minds, and gather together solely for reasons of self-interest, rather than out of friendship. Dissension and disunity follow soon after. His name was Oscar Arnolfo Romero y Gondamez. He was born on August 15, 1917. And he died by assassination on March 24, 1980. And today, he was canonized by Pope Francis as Saint Oscar Romero. Certainly, he read the encyclical Populorum Progressio and took the words of Pope Paul VI to heart. So as to sense the significance of this day, of this and these saints, allow me to read part of the homily of the very last Mass given by Oscar Romero at the funeral of the friend. And it was during this assassination, indeed this very homily, that Oscar Romero was shot and breathed his last. Here are some of his last words. We are warned that it profits one nothing to gain the whole world and lose oneself. Nevertheless, the expectation of a new earth must not weaken, but rather stimulate our concern for perfecting this earth, where the body of the new human family grows, a body that even now is able in some way to foreshadow that new age. This is the hope that inspires us Christians. We know that every effort to better a society, especially one that is so enmeshed in injustice and in sin, is an effort that God blesses, that God desires, that God demands of us. This Holy Mass, the Eucharist, is itself an act of faith. With Christian faith, we know that at this moment, the wheaten host is changed into the body of the Lord, who offered himself for the world's redemption. And in that chalice, the wine is transformed into the blood that was the price of salvation. May this body immolated and this blood sacrifice for humans nourish us also, so that we may give our body and our blood to suffering and to pain. Like Christ, not for self, but to impart notions of justice and peace to our people. Let us then join together intimately in faith and hope. And at this moment of prayer, for his friend Doña Sarito and for ourselves, is at that very moment, the fatal shot struck Archbishop Romero, and he fell mortally wounded, right on the altar. Their names are Miriam, Danielle, Maya, Lovia. They are from El Salvador. They are my colleagues here at Holy Trinity. They left their homeland of El Salvador because of the injustice that St. Oscar Romero described. And they, along with their colleagues, Dino, Leonard, Johnny, and Damien, are here at Holy Trinity. They work hard by preparing, setting up, and breaking down all the furniture needed for the various events and the multiplicity of programs. They remind me that the world portrayed by the words of St. Paul, Pope Paul VI, and St. Oscar Romero are not far from here. Indeed, they are here. They are our brothers and sisters. And indeed, many of our parishioners have served to establish our sister parish, Maria de los Pobres. They are our people. We are there, we are in community. These parishioners have chosen to follow Jesus, and as did Oscar Romero and Giovanni Montini. In their own way, their response led them closer to Christ and closer to responding to the signs of these times. Or in the words of Oscar Romero, it is an effort that God blesses, God desires, and that God demands of each of us. As sisters and brothers, the question tonight then for us, the challenge that Montini and Romero and their disciple of Jesus raises to each one of us, will I too follow? Or will I, like the rich young man, walk away